time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, looking back at the first half, what were some of the areas you were most pleased at?
Well, I think our penalty killing was outstanding, Schultze. And we gave up two power play goals. You know, the first half, you know, three technically, but one of them was when we pulled a goalie against Fairbanks. So, I mean, we have to be happy with that. Our offense, I mean, we're 10th in the country. We're averaging over three goals a game. It's nice to get over that three-goal mark. We haven't had that in a long time. And, again, team defense, too. I mean, we've been very good. So that kind of goes in conjunction with how well we did on the penalty kill.
What areas weren't you maybe as happy with?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and beat up our guys, because when you take a look at our offensive statistics are pretty good. And same thing with our power play. Our power play, as you know, we struggled early, but as of late, we've upped our percentage up to 20% when we were sitting at 6% for a while. So I think both sides of the puck overall have been pretty darn good, Schultze. So, I'm not going to sit there and, again, browbeat our guys or, attack us for some areas that I thought we were negligent in, because I think overall we were pretty darn consistent.
You've dealt with an awful lot of man games lost to injury. Brendan Harris lost all our parts of 15 games. Charlie Combs was out for a couple weeks. Ross Armour for a couple of weeks. I don't know how you guys, how you as coaches do this, but I mean, fans always play the what-if game. As a coach, how do you not play the what-if game?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. You know, you do once in a while. You talk about it, but you can't dwell on it, because it's just, it's demoralizing, and it's out of your control. So you just move on, and it's kind of interesting. Like Harry gets injured in game two. Like, it was so long ago, like, we haven't even thought of Harry even being on our team this year, because it's such an injury that takes so much time to heal, and he's been gone for so long. It just, you know, you just, again, you just move on, and with the players you have, and that's just the way it is. And it's going to be a bonus when he comes back, but you can't dwell on it because you have no control over it. But we have, and that's something too, Schultz, in the earlier questions that I didn't even realize either, that we have lost a lot of mad games with injuries, and it's not necessarily just Harry. There's been some pretty other key pieces and key puzzle pieces to our team that have been out as well.
Well, Sam Selinski hasn't played yet. What is he going to bring to the team when he's ready to go?
Well, it'll be interesting. It's going to be a change for him, though. I mean, Sam is a high-energy guy. He's got a motor. He works extremely hard. He's a good hockey player. But it's going to take him a while. I mean, you know, you're talking, first off, he's a freshman, and he hasn't played a game yet. And then we're going to open him up against the University of Minnesota on Olympic ice. I mean, that's not probably very fair. And plus, he's had that injury, but his shoulder's 100%. He's ready to go, and he'll compete hard. But, just from a physical standpoint, from an intensity standpoint, from a skating standpoint, he's going to be behind a little bit. So it's going to take him a while to get his legs and get a feel for this level of hockey.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. You've always liked to play a holiday tournament at least once every four-year cycle the guys are here. What's the major benefit in your mind?
Well, I think you're playing for a trophy. I think there's always something, and when there's something on the line, Schultze, and it's like a regional. I mean, you have to have a good weekend. You're going to be playing two different teams. You're playing teams who are very talented. It's a good test. It's a good test for the playoffs as well, and you have to treat it like the playoffs.
It's been a while since you've been to this one. You won it in 2010. What do you remember about that year?
Not a lot, to be honest with you. It was a long time ago. I remember we won it. I remember we played. They were predetermined games, because we weren't going to play Minnesota because we were in the same league as them. So we played Ferris State and Union that year. And I just remember there wasn't a lot of people in the stands. And I remember that Matt Reed was really good that weekend.
He was really good a lot of weekends, though. When people saw the lineup for this weekend, I think a lot of people thought the Minnesota Cup was coming back in some form or another. That's never been a part of this conversation for this year, has it?
No, not even close. And I wish it was. I'd love to be playing in the North Star Cup again. I'd love to be at the XL Center. So I'm a proponent for it. I think some other coaches are, but I don't think we're going to see it. But no, this has no bearing on that. This was Bob just trying to, to get the Minnesota teams in the field. And we just said we all had available games, and it just kind of the stars were aligned in the right way. And I don't think you'll ever see four Minnesota teams in the Mariucci Classic again either.
You've played St. Cloud. You'll play Minnesota State at least four times in the second half for the week leading up to tonight. How do you prepare for the weekend? Two different teams when you don't even know who the second team is going
to
be.
Schultze, we just have to prepare for Minnesota. That's the team we're playing. And, you know, we'll just have to be old school against either Minnesota State or St. Cloud. And, we're going to see certain things that they do, but we've seen it this year, and we're just going to have to make that adjustment on the fly, and we'll show our guys a few clips. But again, I think in this situation, we just have to worry about Minnesota, and we can't worry too much about against St. Cloud or Mankato. You know what? And it's going to be the same with them. They put all their energy into each other as well.
Minnesota's record isn't great. Where are they? Pretty good, though.
Well, first off, they got a pretty good league. And they got good competition who they played. So, and let's not sit there and kid ourselves about that. But no, they're a typical Minnesota team. They get up and down the sheet very well. They got a high skill level. They're just a young team. So, you play in that Big Ten, and it's just they're a young team. But they got a very good hockey team. And, again, you're going to see they're going to spread the rink out. You're going to see some good puck moving, and you're going to see a lot of skill, and you're going to see a lot of speed.
You played on Olympic-sized ice before this year. None of them are quite like this one. You go into the corner here and you might not come back for a day and a half. How do you